And today we have a story called Padre Pio, the tormentor of his life. So what is going on here? Padre Pio, our great saint, a tormentor? What is the story about? Dear friends of Following Padre Pio, I am Edward Urban, and on this channel, we take a glimpse into the supernatural life of the Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker. And we offer you a series of short stories, so please do stay tuned to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. And we also invite you to support our Padre Pio apostolate, and you can do that by liking our videos, clicking that thumbs up with the video, sharing the video with your colleagues and friends or someone you may know who needs Padre Pio's intercession. And also, if you're new to our channel and you have not yet subscribed, then do subscribe to our channel. You'll have to click that reminder bell too. Now, there was a significant date in Padre Pio's life, and that was the 1st of July 1959, and it was the consecration of the new church called Santa Maria della Grazia, Our Lady of Grace, and also the coronation of Our Lady by Cardinal Federico Tedeschini. We continue with our story. Giuseppe Bitello was born in March of 1928 in Ponza. And he tells us this story in the summer of 1952. He says, I was a sailor working for an oil company. And then on one sailing trip, he had this strange experience. He says, one night in the middle of the Atlantic, on the fifth day of the trip, so they'd already left Gibraltar far behind them, something extraordinary happened to me. Giuseppe says, he says, I went through a time of disquiet and restlessness. Something was wrong. He was ill at ease, but he couldn't put his finger on what it was. So what he did is that evening before he went to bed, he said his prayers and he made a careful examination of conscience to try and find out what is disturbing him. He says, but there was nothing obvious to cause this sensation of disquiet. Wasn't sure what it was, and at the end he found himself repeating, I have never hurt anyone, and yet I have no peace. And also, I cannot find a lady to share my life with and make plans with for a good marriage. So he desires a good marriage. Two things were worrying him. And then he says, after this examination of conscience, he now slept peacefully. Somehow, a little bit of peace had been restored, and this was the fruit of his examination of conscience. The following day, he kept thinking about what these two insights that he had had from the previous night. And he believed somehow, he came to this conclusion, that I had received a sign of protection and comfort, that the patron saint of Ponza, that is Saint Sylvius, had comforted me, and he was, in fact, Saint Sylvius was a martyr pope. So imagine having an example like that, a pope who is a martyr, who will die for his flock. How incredible is that? And he had prayed sometime before at the shrine of Saint Sylvius. Then Giuseppe says, at the end of the journey, I returned to Cagliari, and that is the area where their family came from. And there, for the first time, I heard about Padre Pio. And he said the impression it made, this lasting, like a permanent impression, was that Padre Pio is a monk and he is a good confessor. So that's what he got out of the meeting, and it stuck. And then thereafter, he began thinking about going to San Giovanni Rotondo, and now he wanted to talk to Padre Pio about his situation. This experience he had had before, there was still some things not right. One day, the opportunity arrived. There was a wedding of his cousin, and he went to the cousin's wedding, and it was obviously in the area of San Giovanni Rotondo. The day after, he was in San Giovanni Rotondo, and he made his confession to Padre Pio. 8 days later, he said he was lucky enough to talk to the saint again, and the saint helped him with an in-depth examination of conscience. And Padre Pio asked him, "Have you stolen or robbed anyone?" Kind of a strange question, but he put it direct to him. And Giuseppe said, "No, I have not. What about during the war when the Allies were landing? Also, no?" Well, that's pretty specific. And then he remembered, Giuseppe remembered, and he answered, "But Father, that was necessary. This is wartime." And Padre Pio was having none of that and said vehemently, "They were not your things." So he's honed in on something, which is incredible. I mean, you can't guess that sort of thing. How did he know? And it was precise details. And was this possibly something causing the disquiet in Giuseppe's soul? And then, not only that, then Padre Pio added this pretty precise detail as well. "You do not go to Mass. Even when you return to your hometown, to your country, to your relatives, you do not go to Mass." So he found those two things in Giuseppe's life that were not right. He brought them to the surface, and perhaps this was what was causing his disquiet. And then Giuseppe says, "Thereafter he absolved me, he cleared everything, all the blemishes and stains of my conscience." So they were now gone. And of course, with a confession, you get a penance. Usually, he instructed me to pray 15 Our Fathers, Hail Marys, Ave Marias, and Glorias for 15 days. So that was his penance. And he said, after that, he found his peace. The disquiet had now gone. So yes, our sins can eat away at our soul, causing restlessness, and that's why we have to go to regular confession. So, one part of this problem has now been taken care of, the disquiet, the conscience that was plaguing him. But what about the second part? That is finding a life's partner, meeting a lady, as he says, whom he could marry. What about that part now? Well, in 1954, he returned to San Giovanni Rotondo, and he again went to confession, and he said this time he had this strange impression that the mysterious person in front of him appeared like Father Kentenich. And Father Kentenich had a giant beard, so it somehow reminded him of Peter Joseph Kentenich, who was a Palatine priest and also the founder of the Schoenstatt Apostolic Movement. At the third meeting, I told him about the vision I had in the Atlantic and asked him, "Father, was that you?" Put the question to him. We don't exactly have an answer, but this is what followed. "After that, I began to be enveloped by the atmosphere of the spirituality that one finds at San Giovanni Rotondo." So something really big started to change in him, in his life. And shortly thereafter, he requested to become a Franciscan tertiary. 4th of August, 1959, I was enrolled with a scapular. So it's part of the enrollment, a scapular. And this happened, the small inner chapel of the monastery done by Father Giovanni Zarella. We see the significant spiritual change has taken place in his life. And the result, what further down the line, in San Giovanni Rotondo, I also met a lady. So, a romance developed naturally. And then one day, Padre Pio came up to him and said, "Marry her. The wedding will be blessed by me." And so it happened. Both problems had now been solved, the disquiet in the soul and the longing, the seeking for a marriage partner, and that both had been taken care of at San Giovanni Rotondo by Padre Pio. And so we do ask you, enroll your Mass pre-intentions. We have a regular Mass said every Friday, bringing your intentions to Padre Pio and for Padre Pio's intentions. Either go to the video link in the description below, or there's a short video which follows. You can watch that to see exactly how to enroll your Mass prayer intentions.